As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Now, here's where the bad news from Al comes into play. So, we know Al has a dog that he has had some regrets about getting. Well, he's had regrets. So, here's Gary Cohen on SNY as he was talking about the expectation when they got their dog. Now, I know it's a Great Dane. Al has a greyhound, but still, you'll get the point in a second as he was on SNY yesterday.
You know, Great Danes are only supposed to live 6 to 8 years.
And so, as he would then go on to tell us, 6 to 8 years. Listen to what this turned into, Al.
Well, I want to thank you guys and Steve for doing such a great job covering for me on Friday night. It was a rough day for my wife, Lynn, and I. We had to say goodbye to our beloved Lily, who passed away at the age of 13.
Did you see his face?
Wow, that's amazing.
13?
Oh, yeah, you know what that is? That's they raised that dog right. They gave that dog a lot of love, and that dog never wanted to leave. That's what that is.
Maybe that'll be your luck.
I do. Listen, I smooch that dog a lot. I hug her.
Yeah, you always complain about it, but
I do, yep.
So wait. So Al, he's complaining about his dog.
Right. Yeah. So he rescued a dog during COVID because he needed companionship.
Okay.
And it was a greyhound. So it was a racing dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
A little offense to that comment.
And her name is Whimsy. And Whimsy actually looks like Al.
No, the dog's got to have better legs than Al.
No.
Skinny and neurotic, just like Al.
And if you, Boomer's right, if you put up a side by side of the two, they look related.
They do, okay. Yeah.
I'm sure Stephen Waldron has a side by side picture. He'll put up for you to see it. And it's amazing how the dog and he.
Right, there's Whimsy right there.
Oh, see? Well, very cute dog.
Yeah. Deer-like, you know?
Oh, man, that's great. And what's that? Wait, so Al's complaining about the dog?
Yeah.
I just think he doesn't want it to go past its life expectancy.
Wow. Well, Al doesn't have a backyard where Whimsy can just go out, so Al has to walk her, you know, many times a day, and then she gets him up on the weekends at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, so it just ruins his entire life.
And the social media love that he gets from having a dog only goes so far.
Yeah, that has worn off.
Yeah. Bring that dog to my house.
There you go.
I'll take care of it.
She could run around with the deer and the fox and all that stuff.
By the way, be careful what you ask for.
We'll drop that thing in your door this afternoon.
Yeah, seriously.
I said tomorrow. You said a few hours.
Yeah.
I don't know. You think Whimsy, because you've had Whimsy so cooped up for 5 years now, there's no way that she would be able to, like, get used to what
She would love it up by Phil Sims'
house.
Think
so?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You think she still has it in her to chase, like, animals and things of that nature? Well,
no, she does not chase animals anymore, but she would love to just graze on the Phil Sims grass and
graze. She's whatever. A dog. The dogs don't graze.
She eats the raw food like Phil's feeding the foxes. She would fit right in up there.
Had a big gathering yesterday at the house, Al. Cooked a lot of steak, fish. We had all that stuff. And my wife, we had about, I'm going to say, 6 or 8 pounds of steak left over. And
six I said, to 8 pounds.
It was a lot.
What the hell are you doing?
We had a big party or whatever. It's Easter.
All right.
And the fox got it all. She
no
took it
leftovers
all
for you?
She took it all out there.
Wow.
So then do they come back then every day looking for
every day? When I yell, they come up.
Really?
Yeah, every day. Wow. I go out and you heard it. I've done it. You guys make fun of it.
There you go. There he is. He's out there.
When I do that.
Time out. That's really him?
Yes. Yeah. Him.
Yeah.
And I walk back in the house, and within 5 minutes, the fox or foxes are sitting there looking at the door like, where the hell are you? Bring it out. We're hungry.
Wow. Now, did you learn how to fox call, or you just decided that was going to be the thing that got their attention?
I made it up, yeah.
Wow.
That is just like, he's like a Marlon Perkins.
Yeah, right. You
know? I don't know that reference.
That's Mutual's Omaha or whatever.
Yeah. Wild Kingdom.
And who was the guy? Marlon Perkins would always stand there, and Jim is down there wrestling an alligator. As we sit here, let's talk about Mutual of Omaha or whatever.
Right, exactly. So it feels like Marlon Perkins. Franklin Lakes.
Wow. Yeah, that's great.
So you want the dog or not?
Well, no, I'm just saying it. Of course, I don't want it.
I'm just making sure.
Neither does Al.
We got enough animals.
All right. Well, anyway, condolences to Steve, to Gary Cohn as well. So he was out Friday and missed a hell of an exciting finish.
Yes, he did.
So I'll let you hear Steve Gelbs. Tell me how you think he did when Francisco Lindor did this, leading off the ninth.
Fly ball! That should do it! A bird deck! It's gone! Francisco Lindor walks it off for the Mets! His first walk-off home run in a Mets uniform!
And there you go. And they beat
he did a good job. There you go.
Very good.
He'll be calling a Super Bowl in 6 years, too.
Well, maybe. You never know.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.